Our next speaker is about as local as it gets. They don't come from great distances. What's about a mile from here? Maybe. I don't know the geography, but it's not far, I'm told. Generally, when we're in different cities, I'd like to get a perspective on what's happening in that city in terms of service delivery for those of us who are blind. And for this afternoon, for Homestead, I give you Renee DiFlavio.
Okay, as I was listening to Father Sheehan Carroll, I am thinking, what has Robert done to you that you are putting me on after him? How could I compete with that? I am going to be so boring up here.
I should have put you on after him, forgiveness.
Well, you should have, absolutely. My name is, and I am from the Olmsted Center. I start out to everyone out there. I'm here for the visually impaired, and I have been there for over 25 years. I started out with work and then some orientation and mobility. Center on about 10 years, and now I'm the senior vice president. Really what I do, though, is I work in development, kind of like I'm around the country and just trying to different programs that the Olmsted Center is doing. I'm here today just to take a few minutes of your tell you a little bit about what we do there in case you have any questions or want to know what we're all at. I'm gonna hand in the candy bowl because it looks so good. I can't help it.
You're up here, you got it.
Well, I appreciate that. It was founded in 1907, and we provide some services for people in the 8 counties of Western New York. We have a visually impaired program, a toddler school program, fitness, job training, low vision, senior vision services, personal programs that any organization would have if you go to any town around the United States. In addition, we do some innovative initiatives. For example, Olmsted Center has 6 apartment buildings that are designated for individuals that are visually impaired, blind, or otherwise physically disabled. They are located in various areas of Buffalo, Erie County, Niagara County, and we just opened our 6th one in New York, so that's probably, I'm going to say, maybe 30 miles north of here. And we also have a partnership with UB School. It's called the Ross, and we are part of corridor in Buffalo, and there's a lot of eye research being done there, and our clinic, our Article 28 Diagnostic Treatment Center, works very closely with the Ross Eye Institute. We refer patients back and forth and serve a lot of people that are visually impaired through the clinic. In addition, about 4 years ago, the Olmsted Center became a proprietary school in New York State. That means that we have been approved. Our curriculum at the Statler Center has been approved through the state of New York, and we are able to charge for services now through the commission invested in places like that. Also, we are just been, maybe 2 months ago, we have just been giving, oh, hi, Betsy. We have just been giving approval to be a vendor for the veterans, for the returning veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Ron has been working on this initiative for about 3 years through some legislators and lobbyists, and it's just something that he feels very strongly about, and finally, after about 3 years, we just have been given the status to work with veterans. So that's something that we will be working with. I work with Tom Miller, if anyone knows. He's the president of the BVA, the Blind Veterans Association. I was just to see him last week in Washington, and we'll be working together with him. And then finally, you know, a program that's very dear to my heart, as Carol knows, is the National Statler Center. The National Statler Center for Careers in Hospitality is about 11 years old, and it's a program that trains individuals from all over the United States, and we've had some international students from Africa, Canada, and Armenia. It trains students for jobs and careers in hospitality, call center work, and banking. We just started out in hospitality 11 years ago, and then since then we've kind of branched out through contact centers and banking as well. We have a nice partnership with M&T Bank here in Buffalo, and some classes actually, you know, we use all of M&T's curriculum. So M&T comes in and teaches a class, and then they hire from our group of graduates. I see some graduates in the crowd here. So that's a little bit about the Statler Center and what we do at the Olmsted Center as well. I thought I would just talk briefly. It's a typical program that does a lot of blind services, but then we have some other areas where we branch off and do other things. But I would just like to open it up, and if anyone has any questions about blind services in this area, or specifically about the clinic, the Ross Eye, the Statler Center, anything at all. Hi, Vinny.
Your name?
Hi, nice to see you, my friend.
You had one of your girls over there, Pearl Arnold.
Yeah.
She used to work at the switchboard over here, and I forgot all about that. She still does.
She does.
Oh, okay. That came from your program. I just wanted to mention that.
It's nice to see you, and thank you for mentioning that. And that gives me the
opportunity. Nice seeing you.
It's nice seeing you, Vinny. And that gives me also a chance to say that through the Statler, we have an advancement program as well. He is working at a hotel or a bank or wherever for over a year. They can come back to the Statler Center and work on career placement if they wish to get a different job or move up in a hotel or change venues for that. But Pearl is still here. I don't know if she's here today. My daughter Anna is going to stop behind the front desk and see if she's there. I think she does work weekends. And you know, kudos to the Adams Mark, because I first blind, thank you, Margo. I think they did. They hired the first blind PBX operator in this area, and they worked with headquarters, and they turned all their alarms and programs and everything around to be fully accessible to Pearl. To them, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I just wish Pearl tonight so she could find her room.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. And, you know, and on the other thing, what is the Adams Market for that? Just the classiest, finest ladies that can provide service at a hotel. I think the world of Pearl. Thank you. Margo?
Hi, Renee. Yeah.
Likewise.
Yesterday, town meeting with the committee, we talked about something that I think the blind or the Olmsted Center could probably help with a little bit easier than the commission might be able. And I just want to present it if it's okay.
Please do. Please.
You know, we people get a lot of email lists, and we go on the web, and we do a lot of computer stuff. So we learn about a lot of events taking place. And downstate, New York, quite often. And then all over the United States, we learn about various things like technology. We learn about people being able to go in and use accessible computers at designated places for job finding or for whatever they need, senior citizens to send an email to, something like that.
Yep.
And we, the only way consumers, generally speaking, here in this area get to see equipment is if they are going to the Center for Assistive Technology or to Statler Center, you know, for a specific reason.
Sure.
And so I'm trying to understand why we in Western New York do not have the benefit of technology laboratories that are open to blind folks to just come in and sit down and look at stuff. See what if they read about a Trekker Breeze, look at what does that look like? What does that do? A Braille Apex, what does that look like? What does that do? And just, you know, have somebody who can show them things, and there would be possibly an evaluation component to it. But we don't have anything like that. And I read about this stuff in other parts of the country, and I've been to them.
Can you focus this into a question?
Yes. That's, and so I'm just, whatever you'd like to answer to that.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I agree with you. There's no excuse. I agree with you. I can tell you that the Olmsted Center has a program called OATS, Olmsted Assistive Technology Program, and it's just getting off the ground, where we will be doing everything that you're suggesting. And honestly, if you were so inclined to give me a call, you know, maybe we could sit down and put some of your ideas and thoughts down, and you could either be an advisor with this or help me oversee it. It's not so much my department, but it's the IT department, but it is something we're just doing, so people can work, come right in off of the streets from the community and test these and not have to go through Statler. You're right, because if you don't want a career in hospitality or banking, you should still have a right to see all this software. I agree with you. please do. It would be my pleasure. Thank you.
Say again. Say your names again. Joyce.
Totally blind people in hotels and some of the other areas that you are placing them at the Statler program?
Well, we do our placement rates about every 6 months. So the numbers that I'll be reporting are about 6 months old. I will say that our placement rates have dropped a little bit with the recession. You know, we were at an overall placement rate of 84% for a combined rate of physically disabled and blind and visually impaired. And if you broke that down, it was about 80 to 81% with blind and visually impaired. We're down 2% on each end right now. We don't break up blind and visually impaired. We did that one time, and then we got a lot of heat from that. People saying blind is blind. You're making, you know, it was kind of like a no-win situation. We would report on one numbers, and then a group was saying you should break it up, and then one group was saying no, blind legally, you know, blindness is blindness. So we just have a visually impaired and blind placement rate, which has gone down to about 79 to 80%. Yeah, so there you go. So it has gone down. I'm not going to say, you know, we're still at 85%. We're not, and our physically disabled rate has probably gone down to close to 82%. We are hoping it will go up. It's hard. We did a big initiative in Florida. We had this great class, and just as we were graduating the program, Disney laid off 4,200 people. So it's not an excuse, but it's down a few percent. It's something we're very aware of, and we will work to get higher. Yes.
Do you track the career paths of the people you place come in at entry level and enjoy that career at entry level, or do they have half of them?
You know, it's both. We can track them as long as they stay in touch with us and we're able to, you know, the phone numbers don't change and we find people. I can give you a couple different scenarios. One, we've gone EAP program, our employment advancement program, and they have continuously have gone up the career chain. You know, and then they're into sales and marketing, and now we have someone that did this path, and she's at the Ritz-Carlton in HR in Boston. On the other hand, we've had a blind gentleman out in laundry. I think he was at the W Hotel, and it was interesting because we kept pushing him to go through this track, and you know, you can get up, this is the next step, and he finally is a union position. Front end, I'm happy where I am. You know, you can call it whatever you want. I'm calling it $17 an hour, and I'm really happy being here.
That's,
so
that's informed choice.
Well, yeah, and it's his choice, right? Exactly, it's his choice.
But it's informed, too.
It is. Actually, some of the other jobs will know. You could have one hotel in union positions, and certain jobs are not. So in this case, this gentleman chose to stay where he was. That's his, like Carl said, his informed choice. But we do work with students. We have an EAP program, and 103 graduates have gone through the program where they have increased either their benefits, hours, or wages since graduating from the program. But thank you. That's a good question. Carol?
Karen.
Hi. Other than the Statler Center, what is the percent of placement from the Olmsted Center? That's one part of the question. It's kind of a three-parter.
Okay.
The second part is why, what are the statistics on how many blind people you have working as counselors or social workers opposed to sighted people?
Okay.
Third question is, what are the qualifications for the people in your placement department other than the Statler program?
Okay, let me try to answer those questions. The first one, believe it or not, we only have two counselors on staff. We have one at the Statler Center and one at the Olmsted Center. One has a visual impairment and a hearing impairment, and one is sighted. The third question was, I'm sorry. I know, let me answer the first one. The percentage of people graduating from the Olmsted Center, placement, thank you. I would say the Olmsted Center, aside from Statler, does a lot of pre-voc and summer voc programs. I know they're real heavy. We have a program where, you know, students that are under 17 come from all over New York State, and they stay at Canisius College, and they go through these different jobs, and there's work activity programs. And I don't have the exact percentage. I know they don't place as many people as the Statler Center because they don't have the referrals that the Statler Center does. Please note that the Statler Center, I would say 70% of the people we work with are national, not from Buffalo. So that's, you know, they're coming from all over the United States. You know, I don't have that offhand. I could, if you wanted to give me your email, I'll stop on the way back and I will get your email. And I think Carl knows I'm somewhat of my word, and I will get back to you with that answer. Yeah, I can get that. You know what I'll do? I'll have, there's a woman named Sherry Shaw, and she's visually impaired, and she runs the rehab department, which oversees that whole area. And I will make sure that I get those from her. But I will stop before I leave to see you, okay? Oh, it's no problem.
Renee, a minute ago you mentioned pre-voc and voc programs. And this morning we were talking to the commission about some of their summer programs.
And so, some of the commission's summer programs we recognize could use a little tweaking to make them better. And the way they need to be tweaked is we need the involvement of honest-to-goodness blind people in those programs, reflecting the attitudes that are positive in a way that will produce results for the young people in those programs, in the pre-voc and voc programs. I think many of those programs you probably run in the summer and after school because of the nature of the population. So I guess my question to you is, by way of a statement first, the commission has agreed with us that is a very important factor in their program, and they agreed to have blind people in the planning stages, in the early planning, in the middle planning, in the later planning of programs as they develop and as they go forward. Can Olmsted make that same commitment?
I think so. I know that what we do is we work with, whenever we start this program, and again, I share, but whenever she starts this, I know she reaches out to, it's Barb Kellerman and Len Hanel, I believe, and ask if they have any blind individuals that would like to
be hired.
Is that what you mean?
No, I was thinking more of Hanel reaching out to Mike Robinson and see if you have any blind people who could help you create that program.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Not necessarily hired for the summer.
Not for the summer. To will produce more positive results. We always talk about 70.8, and every year, every agency, including Olmsted and the Lighthouse and the Guild and everybody else, you do it the same. I mean, basically, it's done the same way. We've just dressed it up a little bit. But we produced that result. And I think we could get better results if we tried new ideas. And the new ideas that we have found come out of here. With those approved, our placement records for adults are also 85%.
People that
follow that track record. And the challenge was not to reach to the commission. The challenge was to reach out to blind people. I think Robinson versus Lynn Hellman will have a better handle on blind people. View those results.
I appreciate that, and I guess I wasn't clear when I said we reach out to, say, Len and Barb. It was also to see if they have blind individuals that want to work as
well. Mike has those
I didn't
too.
Mean to insinuate that. It was just we're looking for them. That's yeah. all. So no, I apologize if I did.
I think Mike knows blind people too.
Okay.
And he knows a few of those. And Sherry Shaw runs that program?
She does.
But you're seeing her too?
Yes.
Right. I guess I'll ask the question one more time. The Blinds Buffalo provide employees and clients for these programs.
As I said for the second time, yes, I am.
I'm sorry, I missed.
There you go.
Thank you for that. Yes, thank you.